Okay, the question I've been sent is, I want cheap clicks and I don't want to pay expensive cost per clicks for Google Ads. It's a fair enough question. Nobody wants to pay more for the clicks or for anything in life in general. But I want to ask you a couple of things. What's the reason for cheap clicks? Because look, cheap clicks are cheap for a reason. Expensive clicks are expensive for a reason. Cheap ones are cheap because they don't convert. There's not much intent on those keywords or search terms. And the expensive ones are expensive because they convert. So what would you rather have? Cheap clicks, which don't convert and you can get tons of them coming through to your website or landing page, or less traffic with expensive keywords, which will convert more. Your cost per conversion will be lower because your conversion rate will be higher. With cheap clicks, your conversion rate will be very low and your cost per conversion is going to go high. So what would you rather have? Cheap clicks and high acquisition cost, or expensive clicks and a lower acquisition cost? So this is the first thing you need to look at. Now, if you say, well, I want both. Well, we all want everything, don't we? We want cheap clicks as well as higher conversions. So my advice to you would be is to stay away from the search network. Search network is the most expensive network out of all the networks. The reason being is there are only four spots which everybody's fighting for at the top of the Google page, right? And there are thousands of companies, your competitors, everybody bidding for those four spots. So because of high competition, somebody is going to end up paying a lot more to be visible on those four spots. The bottom four, don't even think about it. It doesn't mean anything. Nobody looks at them. You don't get any clicks. So don't go for the bottom ones. You've got to be in the top four if you want to compete on the Google page. If you want lower cost per click and higher conversions, then you need to look at other channels like the display network, the GDN, Google Display Network, and the video channel, which is on YouTube. And as well, your video ads will show up on the Google Display Network as well. I'm going to give you my example. I wanted to start with Google Ads because I want to drink the same Kool-Aid which I'm preaching, and I want to walk the walk. What I wanted to do was to be able to show to my potential clients that we are doing exactly the same thing which we are telling others to do, which is to run Google Ads. Google Ads is the best things in the world. You know, Google Ads can do this and that, but Google is too big. You focus on one channel. If you are a small to medium-sized business, you can't do everything properly in one go. Although now Google is making it super simple for everybody to go on all these channels using campaigns like Performance Max or Demand Gen. It takes away a lot of control from you, but at least you're on there. What you want to do is focus on either display network or video and become good at it. Start running, start testing, and see what results you are getting or not getting. Then keep on optimizing it and improving your campaigns. So going back myself and my business, I wanted to run Google Ads, so looked at search network, again, very high clicks. It wasn't that I didn't want to pay the high cost per click. It was because I looked at my competition. If I would step in a boxing arena and box against a boxer who is fitter and better than me, I can't compete with him. So there were other marketing agencies who I could not compete against. So I chose a different route, which is the video network, the YouTube channels. I saw a huge gap in the market where not many agencies were focusing on there. And I thought to myself, well, I'll try and do it this way. And we started to get really good results, get customers, get leads. And our ROI was always positive. So we continued to go on the video network and channels because for us, video works. So with video ads, especially on YouTube, you get the best of both worlds. In fact, best of three worlds, and I'll tell you why. Very low click cost. I won't say cheap, because you can think of cheap as cheap traffic or spammy traffic, not at all. Lower cost per click, high intent. So people are looking for a solution on YouTube, not just going there to watch funny videos of kittens and stuff like that. They go there how to learn coding, how to play golf, how to make a burger, or whatever they want to learn. You go to YouTube, right? And the third most important thing is the volume. Search network is extremely limited. If any of your keywords has got a search volume of, let's say, 5,000 per month, that is the absolute maximum traffic. Even if you were to get 100% of the search impression share, you will not get more than 5,000 clicks. But guess what? On the video network or the display network, it's unlimited traffic. So you can reach a lot of people and get eyeballs on yourself and your business at a fraction of the cost. So if you want cheap clicks or lower clicks, cost per clicks, and high volume and conversions, then I would recommend that you look away from the search network and go on the video and the display network. So hope you like this video. Truly appreciate if you could give it a little thumbs up and subscribe to our channel to support the work we put up here and spread our message. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.